At dark, I allowed Adele to put away books and work and to run downstairs, for from the comparative silence below and from the cessation of appeals to the doorbell, I conjectured that Mr. Rochester was now at liberty. Left alone, I walked to the window, but nothing was to be seen thence. Twilight and snowflakes together thickened the air and hid the very shrubs on the lawn. I let down the curtain and went back to the fireside. In the clear embers, I was tracing a view, not unlike a picture I remember to have seen of the castle of Heidelberg on the Rhine, when Mrs. Fairfax came in, breaking up by her entrance the fiery mosaic I had been piecing together, and scattering, too, some heavy, unwelcome thoughts that were beginning to throng on my solitude. "Mr. Rochester would be glad if you and your pupil would take tea with him in the drawing-room this evening," said she. "He has been so much engaged all day that he could not ask to see you before." "When is his tea-time?" I inquired. "Oh, at 6 o'clock. He keeps early hours in the country. You had better change your frock now. I will go with you and fasten it. Here's a candle."
"Is it necessary to change my frock?"
"Yes, you had better. I always dress for the evening when Mr. Rochester is here." This additional ceremony seemed somewhat stately. However, I repaired to my room, and with Mrs. Fairfax's aid, replaced my black stuff dress by one of black silk, the best and the only additional one I had, except one of light grey, which in my Lowood notions of the toilette I thought too fine to be worn, except on first-rate occasions. "You want a brooch?" said Mrs. Fairfax. I had a single little pearl ornament which Miss Temple gave me as a parting keepsake. I put it on, and then we went downstairs. Unused as I was to strangers, it was rather a trial to appear thus formally summoned in Mr. Rochester's presence. I let Mrs. Fairfax precede me into the dining-room, and kept in her shade as we crossed that apartment, and passing the arch, whose curtain was now dropped, entered the elegant recess beyond.